So today we are going to be in Hebrews chapter 13. So if you want to get your Bibles opened there, and then I'll get into that in just a minute. So as we just completed our Thanksgiving this past Thursday, you know, I love Thanksgiving. It just reminds us of all the blessings that we have and what we need to be thankful for. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, to me is one of the most explicit verses related to Thanksgiving. And this is what it says. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This verse commands us to give thanks to God. It commands us. Not for everything, but in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. There's a big difference between for and in. We ought to be thankful not because we're told to, like this verse commands, but because we have much to be thankful for. It's a hard thing. We need to recognize God's blessings. Most of the time, our thankfulness focuses on things in the physical realm. Things in the physical realm. Now, I got to hear many people give thanks for different things. One of the traditions of our family is we go around and we ask each person to say something they're thankful for. And the things I hear are, I'm thankful for my family, for my spouse, for my children. I'm thankful for my job, for my car, for my house, for my health. These are all great things. They're things that we should be thankful for. Yet all these things that we're giving praise to and thanking in the physical realm can change in an instant. It can change in an instant. Our health can deteriorate. We can become unemployed. Families actually break up. We've probably all experienced many of these things. And so the things we give thankful for are things that can change in an instant. If this happens to you, what do you do? If one of those things happens to you that you're so thankful for and all of a sudden it's no longer there, what do you do? Now, I'm not saying that we should not be thankful for these physical blessings. We absolutely should. It's very clear that in the Bible, that God provides for our needs, that all good things come from above. And we are to be thankful for those things. They are blessings. What if we start looking past the physical realm, though, and start to be more thankful for the blessings that never change? We tend to ignore those things. Well, I'd like to take some time today to talk about what some of those unchanging blessings are that we should focus on and be thankful for. So if you guys would take a look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and beginning with verse 5, I'd like to have somebody read 5 through 15. Any takers? Thank you, Sandra. 5 through 15.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Say 15.
Yes.
For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
Thank you so much, Sandra. So if we start to break these verses down a little bit, the first thing I want to point out is that in verse 5, he talks about keeping your lives free from the love of money, be content with what you have. Why? Because he said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. That's the NIV translation. What I want to point out here is that the first unchanging thing that we must be thankful for is his abiding presence. He promises you, never will I leave you nor forsake you. That's an unchanging blessing that we have that we should be thankful for. Regardless of where life might lead us, and I know for some of us it's led us down some bumpy roads, including myself, but those who put their trust in God will never walk that road alone. That is an unchanging thing, a blessing from God that we should be thankful for. He's always with us. You cannot take that away. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus said this, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." One thing I've learned about God is when he says something, it stands true. When he commits to something, he doesn't change his mind. He's committed to it. He says, never will I leave you. That is something to be thankful for. I remember the days when I've had to go through storms without him. When I learned the other side of that, and I knew who Jesus was, and I had a relationship with him, those storms didn't seem so bad after all. I started to recognize that he was in them with me, and he carried me through. And I'm very, very thankful for that. The great prophet Isaiah, in chapter 41, verse 10, he said, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." All throughout the Bible, God says that to his people, "I am with you, do not fear." There are people that claim that in the Bible, "do not fear" can be found 365 times. I love that. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I've seen a lot of debates and I haven't gone through and counted it myself, but it's a good thing to remind us that God says "do not fear" multiple times throughout the Bible. We must also be thankful in verse 6 for his assisting presence. Verse 6 says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid." My helper. We must be thankful for God can do all things through us. He is our helper in time of need. He doesn't just reside with you, he helps you. The Holy Spirit is a promised gift to all believers. It is the same gift that resurrected Jesus from the dead. It is a gift of power, a gift of might, and a gift of comfort that the Lord gives us. When we are in need, we can turn to Christ. There are, in the NIV it says, "The Lord is my helper." The thing about the word helper is it comes from another word that means run. And so if you put that into context, you can think of it this way. When we are in need, the Lord runs to us. He runs to us. John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said this to his disciples, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Holy Spirit." That is a promise that Jesus made. In verse 8, Hebrews 13, verse 8, it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So we also give thanks for his unchanging presence, unchanging. There are a lot of inconsistencies in this world, aren't there? Our yeses aren't always yes, and our noes aren't always no. The things that we think that are, sometimes are not. There's a lot of inconsistencies about things all around us. The one thing that is always consistent is Jesus Christ. He doesn't change. He always was, always is, and always will be. Unchanging, consistent. And we can be thankful for that unchanging thing in our changing world. You know, I think about my parents who are in their mid-80s. And I think about all the changes that they've experienced in their 80-some years of life. And I think about just my own life and the changes I've seen in our world and how they get so progressively faster and faster. Things change and change and change so quickly that it's so hard to keep up with what's going on around you. And so it causes uncertainty. We don't understand certain things, and so we have uncertainty. There's one thing that never changes, and that's Jesus Christ. And you can be certain and put your hope and trust in Him. And we should always be thankful for that. He still possesses all the power on earth and in heaven. He is the sovereign God. We should always be thankful for Him being our Lord and Savior. Well, because of this, because Christ is unchanging, our salvation is also unchanging. That is something that we should be celebrating all the time, that we've been redeemed. So in verse 9, it says, "Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by eating ceremonial foods, which is of no benefit to those who do so." You see, the price of our salvation is great. It is great. Verse 9 mentions grace, this word grace. It reminds me that salvation is one of the greatest gifts of all. It's a gift of complete grace. To me, it is one of the most thankful things I have. Be thankful that even while I was dead in my trespasses, God rescued me. Not by anything I did, but all that He did. Think of when you came to know Jesus Christ. Think of when you came to know Him. First thing to remember is you were dead in sin. The Bible says we are all dead in sin. Yet He sought you. He came after you. He pursued you madly. He called you. He called you to Himself. And then He died for you. He died a death that none of us could have died. It had to be a sinless man to take that place on the cross for us. And He did that because He loves you. And then He redeemed you. He redeemed you. Said, "You're mine." And He keeps you. That's worth being thankful for. You see, all we had to do was receive Him in faith. And guess who gave us that faith? He did. It is a complete gift. Jesus Christ has blessed us with this gift of salvation that we could not earn. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Not by works. You can't earn this gift. Now in verse 12 of Hebrews 13, it says, "And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through His own blood." We must give thanks for the pain of salvation. For the pain. You see, for us, this price was low. It happened 2,000 years ago. We didn't see it. We didn't experience it. We didn't feel it. But there was great, great pain that took place for our salvation. For God, this price was unimaginable. It was the pain that He put upon His Son to pay the price for our sins. You see, our salvation cost God dearly. But He loved us that much. His death on the cross is what brought salvation to you and me. Without it, we'd still be dead in our sin. We can be thankful that He died in our place. That's worth being thankful for. What a great God to be willing to do that. Picks us up and He dusts us off. We look at ourselves as these filthy rags, and I can't go before God. I'm covered in sin. No holy God would ever receive me. He doesn't see you that way. You see, the blood of Christ covers you. And if you're under the blood of Christ, sin is hidden from God completely. It's not there. It's been washed away. Now, that doesn't mean we keep on sinning. We've now been given a new life, and we need to live that life that we've been called to. But I'll tell you what, God picks you up, cleans you off, and says, you're mine. And nothing can take that away. By His grace alone, we have been pardoned. By His grace. It's hard for us to understand because for us, it's hard to forgive somebody that just cut in front of us. Or somebody that cuts us off on the road. It's hard for us to fathom how incredible this grace is. We are very slow to offer that grace sometimes to others. And so we think God is the same way with us. He's not. He is perfect. We're imperfect. He loves you deeply, no matter how much you think you've sinned. And that is something to be thankful for. Verse 12, as Jesus suffered outside of the city, we learn that there's a purpose in this verse for our salvation. So we give thanks for that purpose. That God tells us there's a purpose for His suffering. The purpose for His death was for our sanctification. The word sanctify, by the way, means to set apart. He did this to set you apart, to make you different, to make you holy, to make that which was not holy now holy through the blood of Christ. This is another reason Jesus died, to sanctify you, to set you apart. We can be thankful that we were once lost and now have been found. We were once condemned by sin, condemned, but now we've been set apart. We've been sanctified and made holy by the blood of Christ. When we look at this, we also have to be reminded we were set apart, which means at one time we were separated from God, and now we've been set apart to serve God. So our salvation also has to remind us that we were once separated completely from God. Verse 13, it says, "Let us then go to Him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace He bore." Bearing the disgrace that Jesus bore. You see, verse 13 reminds us that we are called to do on the outside what Jesus has already done on the inside. We are called to bear His name. We are set apart inwardly through the redemption of the blood of Christ. Now we must willingly take our stand in a society that rejects Him, outside of the city gate where Jesus was crucified. We are called to deny ourselves, to pick up our cross and to follow Christ. We are called to be different, to be different, to stand out. We are set apart. Can you be recognized that way? When people see you, when people know who you are, do they see you as set apart or part of the world? We were called to be different. We are a new creation, and we should be mighty thankful that we have this ability to bear the name Christian, to bear the name Christian. Many people today are ashamed of that. I stand proudly behind that name. It's God alone that changes us, folks. We were once a slave to sin, but now we are free in Christ. He set us free. If you think back to the time before you knew Christ, you probably had your heart and your mind set on different things than you do after you came to know Christ. I had a wicked, evil heart. It was pursuing the things of this world. As soon as Christ came into my life, man, this change started to happen. I finally understood what it meant to be born again, renewed, made new. And I am thankful for that. I am so thankful. The desires that I once had, God replaced with heavenly desires. I desire to pursue Him in all things and to follow Him in all things. Not only have we been separated, set apart, called to live in a changing world, but we've been sanctified. While we are in this world, we've been given sanctuary. Sanctuary. That's a pretty big word. In verse 14, it says this, For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. If we're going to put our hopes in this inconsistent physical realm that we live in, then be prepared for many disappointments. You've probably experienced many of those already. And it's sad. It doesn't take long to live in this world to start experiencing disappointments. The world in which we currently live is not our permanent home, by the way. You are here temporarily. It is a dwelling place for a small amount of time compared to eternity. Small amount of time. This is why we rejoice and give thanksgiving. The struggles that we face here and the challenges that we face here have a lot to do with God building our character and building who we are and hoping and praying that we come to really want to serve Him. But it's such a small period of time compared to eternity. We give thanks because when this journey ends, a new city awaits. A new city. In this city, we'll be in the everlasting presence of our holy sovereign God. It is a place where pain and suffering do not exist. They don't exist. It's a place where the love of God is so powerful. Now, we've never experienced that place as we live here on earth. But everything I know about God and everything His Word says, I can't wait for that place. It is a place of great joy. And it's something that never changes. Something that we should be so thankful for. I remember the parable where Jesus said, don't store your treasure here on earth, where moth and rust and thieves can steal. But store your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust and thieves cannot destroy it. We forget that often. Again, I'm not saying we shouldn't be thankful for the blessings we have in this physical realm, but we should be even more thankful for those unchanging blessings that God has given us. Let us take a close look today at those blessings that come from God. I bet if you start to think about it, they're enormous. Things that you can't see, things that you can't feel, things that you can't taste, and some of them they are. But you know that God is at work in your life. And you see the goodness that comes from that, and you thank Him for it every day. Let's be even more thankful for the things that are unchanging, things that are consistent and unending. This is where we should put our hope, by the way. Not in the physical realm, but in the realm of God. Let us learn to be ever thankful for those things that cannot nor will not change. Not only will they not change, they won't disappoint. The one thing I learned about God, or one of many things I should say that I've learned about God, is He does not disappoint. He is a place to go when all else fails. He will never change. He will never stop loving you. You can always turn to Him. So when all the physical blessings in life have faded, we can find no other reason to praise those things. Let us thank God for His unchangeable blessings that we have received through His grace. Today, I want to invite you to just come before your Lord and Savior and thank Him for all of these blessings that He's done, what He's given to you and me. The blessings are enormous. I want to start reminding myself that Thanksgiving isn't one day out of the year. It's a minute of every day of my life that I should be thankful for what God has done. Let's pray, guys.